my philosophy. Nature must have thought of spring for people like you and me.
Become clear, we would rather retweet than tweet on Twitter. Or, for you hipsters, that's an RT. So, tweet something we can retweet, please. We believe our Twitter handle is @40sjunction.
Fucking what?
Something makes us dizzy. Madeline, bring me an aspirin powder, please.
Front of my car, almost getting run the fuck over. Thank you. else we got?
Your phone with the SiriusXM app.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse?
Continues here on Classic Vinyl. And here with Meg Griffin, wanted to tell you about a way that you might have a blast on us. If you're a fan of Billy Joel, he's doing concerts at huge stadiums, really well-known ones all over America in 2017. You could win a pair of tickets from SiriusXM to the show nearest you. Or the grand prize trip to Los Angeles for Billy's first ever show at Dodger Stadium. That grand prize winner gets the trip for two to LA. It's airfare, hotel stay, a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Dodger Stadium May 13th from the SiriusXM suite. And all winners get a commemorative Billy Joel t-shirt. The official rules, and to enter, you go to SiriusXM.com/Billy Joel Tour. You've got to enter before March 31st. And this is open only to those with SiriusXM since before January 5th, 2017.
Shit.
No purchase necessary. Good luck.
I signed up specifically to try and win this contest. And now, I guess I'm just fucked. Driving into the stadium? Oh, well, that show's never gonna fucking happen. Never make it. You could rap over this. You could rap over that little break there. Loot that. Rap over that. Mm-hmm.
crazy.
Be part of this journey and cash your vote now at iHeartRadio.com/awards. Our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Awards, hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Your songs, your artists, your awards.
I got the moves.
I don't think that my awards show would be hosted by Ryan Seacrest, to be honest.
Brought to you by eBay Fashion. With unmatched selection of the things you love, there's only one place to shop. Find more ways to create your own look at eBay.com.
iHeartRadio, you don't want to miss it. Big time, I'ma be there.
Listen up, San Francisco. Freeway insurance wants to help you save. Freeway is offering new low rates starting at $15.
Wait, Freeway's got new low rates?
Not 60, not 100.
What is Freeway? What is Freeway? What do I buy? From Freeway.
Drivers, young drivers, all drivers.
Don't tell me.
$15 per month. Call now and see how much you can save. 866-918-6777. 866-918-6777. Freeway wants to make driving affordable again.
He does?
San Francisco is tired of paying high rates for auto insurance.
We are.
Let Freeway get you insured with rates
Freeway,
help $15 me. Per month. Freeway wants to make driving affordable again. Freeway has over 70 locations in many
wait,
the
wait.
Bay Area.
I didn't realize Freeway was fucking nationwide like that. Damn, Freeway.
866-918-6777. Freeway can make driving affordable again. Drivers can save hundreds or even thousands per year. Make a pledge to start driving with Freeway today.
He's bringing his gigantic beard from city to city, insuring motherfuckers. Wrap my car in your beard. That way it will not see any damage in an accident.
Restrictions apply. Liability premium only.
Everyone, I've called this press conference to announce I've been hacked. They got everything. My prom photos, the romance novel I'm writing, and my biggest secret, my delicious new triple bacon buttery jack, made with hickory smoked bacon, bacon mayo, and my new bacon butter. If you have any information regarding the hack, please call 1-855-JACK-HACK. That's 855-JACK-HACK. Or tweet me at Jack Box. Oh, and be sure to try my new triple bacon buttery jack with bacon butter from Jack in the Box. Limited time only.
They changed the voice. That's not the same voice. That's not the Jack in the Box voice.
Is not gonna cut it. You need to be able to
that sounded
down,
like
relax,
a bad.
Be free, and go
that sounded like someone trying to talk like Tim Heidecker.
Do that on any kinda. Of these brand new mattress sets over at Sleep Train Mattress Centers and save major money during the mattress price wars. Either $500 or $300 off
mattress price wars.
Tempur-Pedic mattress sets or $400 off Beautyrest and Stearns and Foster. The mattress brands are fighting it out to try to get your dollars to show you that they are the best. And if you have some great credit, you can get 4 years interest free financing and pay no money down, but you do have to call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, and that's going to be subject to your credit approval. Now, they even have just a queen plush mattress set for
$399.
And that's going to be delivered to your house tonight if you order by 2 p.m. either online or in store with that same day professional delivery. So for complete finance information and the store nearest you, visit sleeptrain.com. Superior service, best selection, lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join
is worse than unpredictable traffic at night and on the weekends. Looking for more fun and less traffic?
Yes.
Visit BART.gov/Bartable. You'll find exciting contests, free events, and cool destinations, all just a BART.
Chicken bone dip in salmonella. I'm ghetto like D and D. Fucking with D, you be on there from TV part three in the heartbeat. Tiger straight out the cup. You light in the ass, you wave out the buck. I got 190 physique, 234 pounds total when I'm carrying the heat. Now flatten them on wax, but flatten them in the streets. Any nigga that disagrees, smack him in the teeth. And that bag is little piece. Rocking the ice, get into the project. For the rob of the night. Why you acting like that? We made me do it. Levels ever get hot, it take days to do it. My crew do drugs the way Reed couldn't breathe. Drop me in the sun, I'm about to 10 keys. Red bones, I'm boning. MCs be donin'. That's me both that stretch up and rolling. My whole name must be fuck you. Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, fuck you. My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in my car, bitch, you be like, he ain't shit. I'll be there. Yo, if you gotta be a monkey, be a gorilla. It's 4 a.m., I'm off a tab and still a raw rap filler. Pushing big bins with a chicken head draws hanging from my antenna. I'll be goddamn if a nigga take mine. On foot shit, put rollerblades on. Mind your business, the nine with swiftness. I'll pull it, stretch it like Bond of Fitness. I'm an everyday nigga like a Toyota. Your A&R, hope we don't drop the same Coda.
shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, he ain't shit. My middle name must be fuck you. Cause every time I'm in the Uber, niggas be like, fuck you. My first name must be, he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, he ain't shit. My person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he stay black as black. Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up, keeping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the form they come to mind. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I.
Switch it on. I said, yeah, Flippo is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was on his own. And if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, nigga, what a surprise. Give yourself a little nigga cloak over your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Five little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your grip, you know we knowing all the supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode, family ties. Speaking of my niggas be coming through, slogan you out. Kill us over now, now we bring you out. Should've thought twice when you went and open your mouth. Yo, anyway we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas are lame. But not a game, nigga, is that enough? Give me some more. Now niggas wanna rhyme shit, give me some more. Your split with a weed at, give me some more. I know your niggas need that, give me some more. Even though we get money, you can give me some more. Put the cars in the big crib, can you say, give me some more. Blast with a rash, give me my cash, like some of with a blast. Now, nigga, chill with a snitch. Send out my best shit, I don't got nothing to ask me. Nigga, little move for me, you know my niggas the past through. Cartier, CD 48, hooray shit. Moving all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, y'all niggas know I do my thing. Bring motion to generate money, cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then a nigga come to your rescue. Why you assume my nigga lies, I'm in the room, I'm coming soon. Hit you with the boom, give me some more. Y'all niggas had enough, give me some more.
Need to check and see if they make. It's split with a weed out, give me some more. I don't know why they would. But I guess I don't know enough about the cable standard, but like I need to check and see if they make a USB-C to HDMI cable, which seems like a really weird... It seems like that wouldn't exist, but I... But you can use USB-C like it was like almost like a Thunderbolt. Or is that the same thing? Hub that takes USB-C in and HDMI out. Yeah. I wonder if that's not all that thing is. You'll be able to cobble together your own Nintendo Switch dock for less than they're charging for a dock. Like if you had a USB-C hub that you can get power into the unit and HDMI.
Serious XM Backspin. Now let us know. crush them, make them run them price of fight the day. We don't care about what you say, we don't care about who you are. It's a man,
hey man, it's a non-swan, it's a little world familiar, man.
Yes, we need to hear this one from the start because it's so good. For the rookies. Yes.
I get upset because the chicken ain't all of me head. 16 ounces gorilla piss. Newport Longstrong, go ahead and take a dip, Wingo. Got enough water to fill a pool up. Got enough bricks to build a school up. School up. I'm eyeball shit, goes on a ruler. I'm qualified to talk like this, check my credentials. Yeah. You get pinched, don't say shit, it's that simple. And I pay my lawyer well, not to do no time. But still wait in line to get my yellow card. Put some more beat on that joint.
I am the last of three. That's not shit. I am the last of three. That's not shit. I am the last of three. That's not shit. I am the last of three. That's not shit. I am the last of three. That's not shit. I am the last of three. That's not shit.
Shout out to Miss Hustle, Sheik Luke, Mano. Let's go.
Shut up, 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 sh
But that's what I'm here for. The fucking Atari's cover of Boys of Summer.
Cullen on Faction Punk Rock Radio in the AM, and today I have a special guest DJ with me, former lead singer of The Loved Ones, now a solo artist, Dave Haas. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, dude. Brand new record is out. It's called Bury Me in Philly. Later on in the show, we're going to be playing a track called Dirty Fucker, which is awesome.
I'm sorry, what?
But I got this three-hour punk block, and I figured we should hang out with punk rockers. You have a lot of punk rock cred, over a decade under your belt of doing stuff with The Loved Ones, doing stuff with the Bouncing Souls. So you were on the wrap-up show yesterday on Howard Stern.
Yeah, it was
How
a
cool
trip.
Was that?
It was really cool. I mean, I've been a fan since I'm a kid, you know.
Totally.
Philly boy. He was a big deal there. When
he got syndicated to Philly first.
That's
he was
right.
New York and then Philly.
Yeah,
so
we talked about that. And yeah, so I was able to do it just sort of randomly. I became friends with Brandano. He found out that I was a Stern fan, and there's a couple guys in the office, the back office, that are fans.
Nice.
Through the Philly thing, Will Murray, and then also Jason Kaplan got turned on to the records that I make through his brother.
Yeah, you're dropping all the right names.
Yeah,
these are the people to know on the Howard
trip. Yeah, so it was cool to get on there a while ago, and then but I had nothing to promote, which was actually kind of good, because I didn't go in there trying to shoehorn in
right
any like
here's my new record.
Right,
you got
just hung out.
Just
Max on drums, Robin Zander, Tom Peterson, just delightful fellows, and one of the hardest working bands in the biz. Been touring straight, it seems, for 40 years. But it was so funny. I was in the wings talking to Rick before he was to go on. His guitar tech is handing him his guitar and sticking in his ear monitor. I continue to chat away. Rick really chatting me up. And before the intro video was happening, and he is strumming guitar chords from the wings to begin the show. Crowd starting to go crazy, and he's still telling me a joke. Is that professionalism, or he's just done it a bunch? Both, maybe. Tesla first, Cheap Trick next.
Wow, Alan Hunter, you're so cool.
In the long ago, she was coming down the
careless hands don't care.
Want to give your thoughts on last night's SmackDown Live? Call 844-796-7874 or tweet us at Busted Open Radio.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Doug Mortman. We teased it. We were waiting a week for it. We got it last night, a battle royal. Now, Doug, there's a lot of questions and a lot of things that now we're seeing. You said it before, and you're right, that this card for WrestleMania is really starting to shape up. We're definitely getting the gimmick match with John Cena and Nikki Bella against the Maurice and the Miz. That was solidified between the Falls Count Anywhere match and the Battle Royal. We're definitely getting that match at WrestleMania now. The big concern, it was all over social media, and again, you can follow us at Busted Open Radio, is the fact that John Cena could care less about Nikki Bella being attacked with a lead pipe by Maurice. He was still doing his dance and smiling and throwing out his bathroom crowd, he could care less that just minutes before, his girlfriend, who I still think he's going to break up with at the end of the match at WrestleMania 33, no matter how that goes. But he could care less. But
put that
in real life and scripting in real life on Divas R Us and everything else.
Love that story.
Yeah, I love that. It's great. That would be a perfect way to end WrestleMania. Forget about Brock or Goldberg with the Universal title. You end it with John Cena breaking up with Nikki Bella, everybody will go home happy. But that's not the big thing.
Nikki,
but,
you're fine.
Yeah, you're gone. But I think this, and courtesy of WWE.com, I think this was the big story coming out of that battle royal.
It is the opportunity of a lifetime for one of these two.
Styles has to be careful. He's on that top turnbuckle back. Another turnbuckle back. But Styles on the verge. Oh.
Decision for this match is a draw.
What? What does that mean, though?
Therefore, there is no winner. However, we will determine a winner next week.
Well, Goodbye has a right to be upset.
But AJ's got a right to be upset, too. Both of them do.
I saw it one way, you saw it another way.
Oh, it's just Cartman!
I love Cartman!
All right, Doug, am I missing something? Because when I saw last night, I saw clearly that Luke Harper won that battle royal. Now, yes, both, like David Atunga said, both men's feet touched the floor, but it was clear that one touched before he
touched
first.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, but they wrote the story that way, guys. Like, I don't, you know, hey, guess what? I don't mean to fucking blow your mind here. Shit is scripted. Sometimes the athleticism, sometimes the fucking shit happens. It might not look perfect. What the fuck? Jack-offs? Fuck me.
Playing that song.
Yes, rub it up style. That's what I call this.
DJ, keep playing this.
To find a man.
It ain't nothing wrong. All I'm trying to say to the women out there, if you're single, man, is not about have standards, you know what I'm saying? Have your, do whatever you want to do. But what I'm trying to get you to say is, or understand is, you have to open up your scope of the people you involve yourself with.
I agree.
You understand
I
what I'm saying? So it might be a librarian. It might be someone who washes cars. It might be Bill Gates. It might be Steve Jobs. It might be the next creator of Facebook.
Probably not going to be Steve Jobs.
But
are you broadening your horizons enough to meet, you know, different people who's on different stuff? You feel me? Because I'm guilty of that long in my
past.
Really? It was just like, man, I got to get the model, the stripper.
Well, I was going to say, were you trying to date the Instagram models?
Well, Instagram wasn't around then. But this is like, is a man physically, there's a certain type of thing. Then you start to realize, like, man, this shit ain't about nothing. I just want my G. This is down with me. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying to you, Amber J, is when you get your Chick-fil-A sandwich,
okay,
just give him a look.
Okay.
And the cool thing about giving somebody your number is you change your number.
That's,
it don't work out.
Okay, Scream.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to see. We're going to see what happens by the summer.
My best partners that I would hook you and cut up with ain't entertainers.
Oh, and I'm perfectly fine with
you
that.
You feel me?
I'm perfect.
They just hard workers.
I like it. Well, that's the thing. As long as you're a hard worker and, you know, you have goals that you're trying to reach and you're working towards them, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Cool.
Because I know I'm going to be successful, so you have to be successful as well now. So if you're just at Chick-fil-A and you're, like, 29 and you're just working at Chick-fil-A.
Hey, but
and you've been,
you want,
no, Scream.
You want
to work there for 7 years.
You might be the manager at Chick-fil-A.
But that's what I'm saying. That you're not the manager. You just give me my sandwiches.
What about that feet rub, though? What about that toe suck?
I don't like my toe suck.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
I saw it on Instagram. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever, I'm over it.
Whatever, back to the music, man. We in here, Hood Rich Radio. House 1-877-60-HIP-HOP. Hood Rich Radio IG on the Instagram. Talk to us, man. You know what it is. These niggas praying on my downfall.
Like what?
These niggas praying on my downfall. On R10, bitch, I stood tall.
You did.
Show these disloyal niggas how to walk.
Go get
the water for the pot. I need this shit cooked right. Let's keep that water 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You ever been inside a federal courtroom? Nigga, you ever went to trial and fought for your life? Being broke did something to my spirit. Ass niggas to plug me. They act like they couldn't hear me. Look at me not driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama foot. Keep the hoe from near me. Kilroy. Remember when I used to use your heels to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales? You had to breathe things smell with vacuum seals. Trying not to have them breathe things smell. Fans was on me. What you know about related to money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see them walk to the Coney. I fuck with bitches. My body can't go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you can take that up with the lawyer. My nigga, people J Money. Right on low price. like Jake Joe, tell you every day before school, I sold a half boat. How you think I won best dress with no support? And had no paid lawyers coming in and out of court. Ain't wanna know. Hey, D.O., ain't it a blessing? We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the pre-trials, after the status, after them impact statements, after the castle. Hey, J.R., nigga.
Yeah, like that's
that,
you know, that's
okay.
Because she wasn't even a rapper.
I know.
She was like a pop star.
I knew that, but she
that was just some shit she did.
Well, can you talk to his credit with that? Can you say that she was the one that kind of like crossed
barriers with hip-hop? The cross barriers with hip hop for me was Aerosmith
when and Run DMC. That's what it was for me.
Yeah. That's what I feel
opened up. That was the 80s.
You understand what I'm saying? Like white people's ears.
But wasn't that prior to that? Didn't that come out prior to that?
I was asking. Give me the timeline. But for me, it was definitely Run DMC. I was born in the 80s. The reason why Run DMC did the record with Aerosmith is because that was a beat we was cutting up in the park. Mm-hmm. Walk This Way, that we was cutting up, that little break beat that was around 30 seconds back and forth, right, so they could rap over it. You understand? The name of the record was called Walk This Way. So when Run DMC and them did it with them, it was like, yo,
was
they did a record because we all knew it and loved the record. And we had to cut it before the white dude starts screaming, bad screaming lover, oh, it's hot enough to come straight. We had to catch it till the MC could keep rapping before that part came on. So when they did that, that just connected both worlds.
Yeah.
And it ain't shape or five streets career. That's enough because we got J.I.D. in the building. We won't play it. What's the first joint you want to play, man?
It's a record called Never. It's moving right now. It's doing pretty good.
Shade 45.
Awesome.
This evening, this is Sirius XM, First Wave. I'm Swedish Eagle, and if you like football, like what goes on behind the scenes, the opening drive with former offensive lineman Ross Tucker and former quarterback Greg will discuss the top prospects
former quarterback Greg
Indianapolis for the NFL scouting combine, as well as some of the key players heading towards free agency. You can listen to this on Sirius XM NFL Radio Channel 88, starting again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. And this is more from the late Lou Reed. I love you, Suzanne.
Shuffle all my music, please.
Playing all songs shuffled.
No.
Get your head busted in. I'm not your boy or your friend. You said that, do that. pull that, shoot that. Now where your crew at? What you gonna do now? I'm a West Coast nigga. Yeah. I'm a East Coast nigga. Yeah. I'm a down south nigga. Yeah. I'm a Midwest nigga.
Yeah. That's the call of my buzz when they step up in the club. They go. Yeah. When you hit the prison bricks from Vallejo or the Ridge, they holler. Yeah. Sort of Maverick holiday. Yeah. If you're slipping like some static, you gon' bust your automatics like.
Made it home. It's fantastic. Everybody have a good night. You know? Do your thing. I'll see you later.